in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to Ephesians, the third chapter. The third chapter of Ephesians. Amen. Amen. Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Everybody say, the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church. Everybody say, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. You may be seated. And that's what church is all about. We're here to give glory to Jesus Christ. To give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we've got another pledge over the internet. Some money be coming in, and I appreciate it. I don't know the exact amount, but thank you very much for that. And we'll be glad to get it. Amen. Praise God. We want to give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. I noticed in reading this that the word fullness of God is used. And the prayer is that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now that, in a human understanding, is absolutely impossible. You know, to be able to be filled with the fullness of God. But if God says in the Word of God, through the Scriptures, that this is something that we should want, evidently, God can make it happen. And the truth of the matter, we don't really understand very much about what God can do. He can do anything but fail. And He can do far exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine. And no matter what it is that we talk about, think about, want to see happen, God can do it. I mean, God can do it. He made everything that is without having to have a pattern to go by. He didn't have something else to compare it to. Amen. Nobody came to Him and showed Him a good idea and said, why don't you take this and go with it? God spoke. Now, I can speak all I want to, and I can't create anything with my word. But when God spoke, the Word of God created what God said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let there be light. There was light. Hallelujah. Now, when I want to turn on the light, I have to flip a light switch. And there have been a whole lot of people put a lot of effort in making light happen. Today, while I was trying to get this little apparatus put together, and it's junk that I pulled out of a box and junk calls and things, because I didn't want to go to Radio Shack, and I'm too cheap to spend any money for stuff that I know I can build. And so I just started working with it, and you know, I found this little contraption. It wasn't all there, like some of us, and it just wasn't all there. It needed some help. It needed some parts. And I took it all to pieces. And then I got to remembering all those things I used to take to pieces. So I quickly put it back together to make sure I still could put it back together. And I did. So I took it apart again. And I started seeing where, positive and negative goes here and there. And, what makes this go? What makes that go? And it finally dawned on me as I looked at it real close. I believe Brother John Atkinson could take this little apparatus and really make it do what I want it to do. But meanwhile, I believe I can make it work by putting a microphone in front of the little speaker and hooking these wires this way and that way and this way. It took me 3 hours to figure all that out. And Brother Arthur came in. I told him what I had done. And he said, well, that would have probably taken me 30 minutes. Yeah. Well, he's probably right. But I had to work for 2.5 hours just thinking, and but the part that took me about an hour to figure out how to hook up, once I learned it, once I knew what would make it work, and once I tested it, I knew what to tell Brother Arthur. And therefore, I was able to walk up to him and say, this is what we want to do tonight to bring Sister Vicki into our service. You push this button, you do this, you do that, and you turn this up, and she'll be here. And it only took him about 20 seconds to do because of something already having been done, and something had been dealt with, and some hours, some time had been spent. Because of the fact that it was already established, it only took seconds once the information was given for somebody else to take it and do something with it. Praise God. I'm glad we don't have to figure out everything that God wants us to do on our own. Not only did God make the world and everything that is, but He also established His way in His creation. And His works and His Word and His instructions and what to do. Amen. It's just a matter of taking what God has already done and run with it and praise God for it. Give Him glory. Amen. I don't have to make people live for God. All I need to do is let them know God is real and let God make them live for God. Or make it possible so they can make it so they can live for God. If we're not careful, we'll find ourselves trying to figure out how to make people tick. Like I used to try to make watches tick. And they're already made to tick before we buy them. They're already made. And there are batteries that need to be replaced. Sister Isabel could tell you she's been asking me to replace the battery in her watch for several weeks now. And we're going to do it. But without that battery, it's not going to keep time. So we know when the battery runs down, it's time to replace the battery. But I'm not going to spend all my time opening up a watch trying to figure out what makes the battery make the watch work. I just know that after a certain period of months or years, when a watch just stops and it's a battery-operated watch, you can go down here to the store and invest just a little bit of money into a little tiny battery. And it can replace the old battery that has died, and you put it in there, and that second hand starts turning, and those little gears start working, and you set that watch, and it keeps time. Now, I've never really tried to figure out how all that works, but I know I have bought several watches, and it'll work. If you'll keep the battery in it, and set the time, and just wear it, and go, you can look at your watch, and you can depend on it, When you need to be somewhere in a hurry, you've got an appointment, you got to go somewhere, you don't have to figure out what makes this thing tick.
Oh, let me take it apart and see what makes this work. I need to learn this. I need to figure out that God never made anything complicated for His people. He made everything to work really good. And He says, here, you take it. I'm giving you everything that I've made. Now, I just want you to share it and give God the glory, because what I've given you comes with the faith of My Word. Hallelujah. I noticed the wording here too, talked about faith, but it wasn't talking about our faith. Amen. It was talking about the faith of God. Amen. I don't remember exactly what verse it was, but I've noticed it several times and I've read through that. Did you pick that up? Verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. So, you know, when Peter and John went to that temple to pray and the crippled man was there, and they got in trouble for praying the prayer of faith and that man leaping and praising God, and they had to give an account to the officials, the rulers, the people that didn't understand how this could happen. And as Peter stood giving an account as to what happened to cause this man to be able to leap and walk and run, he said, it's not by our power or our holiness. He said, the reason this man stands before you whole is through the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know what makes people get healed? It's because God believes it can happen. He's given to all of us a measure of faith, but really, if it's going to happen, it's going to be because God has what it takes to make it happen. I don't know how to take a cancer away, but I can pray to God, and He knows what to do. I don't know how to solve a problem with hepatitis. I don't know how to fix a heart condition, but I can pray. I don't know how God does it, but I've seen Him over and over when I say, in Jesus' name, we want to give You the glory. We want to give You the honor. We want to praise and magnify You. And Lord, we come to You and we agree that this is a situation. We want to put it in Your hand, and we're asking You to undertake, heal this body, see this need, supply according to Your riches and glory, according to Your power, according to Your Word. And then the testimony comes forth. I've been healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. Now, how do you do it? Well, we could try to take the credit if we wanted to, but we'll all fall flat on our faces. Amen. Oh, yeah. You know, like last night, Sister Vicki called. She had 1 minute left on her little credit card for phone calls. It was a desperate moment. She needed the pastor to be here and to answer the phone, because it was 1 minute and she was dying. And according to our doctors today, she would have been dead if something hadn't happened last night that changed the situation of what was going on. Now, it would be, from a human standpoint, it would be easy for some people to say, well, it's a good thing she called me. It's a good thing I was there. But really, the good thing about it all is God knows what to do. And He knows how to direct the scene of all things. He knows how to orchestrate this. He knows how to put together. And for whatever reason, God uses people and machines and our limitations to manifest His power in adverse circumstances. But God wants us to all know He is still God. And it's not just for us to know it, but people watching from the side and people in the families and people at the hospital, they need to know that somebody touched God and hear a testimony that I was in trouble, but the power of Jesus' name has changed my situation. All glory goes to God, because God has filled us with the fullness of God. Amen. Somebody may say, how can the fullness of God be in you? Well, I don't understand it enough to be able to explain it. But I know if God wants to put His fullness in us, God can put His fullness in us. Hallelujah. Amen. And the way it works is, you know, it's God in us and us in God through Christ. When we have Jesus in our lives, We are in all of God. And all of God is in us. And all the fullness of God is in God. And God is in us. And if He wants us to have all the fullness of God in us, then I want all the fullness of God in me. Hallelujah! So when something happens and something is changed and something's made better and something is fixed, I want to be able just to raise my hand automatically, spontaneously and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you because I know if it had not been for Jesus, this wouldn't happen. If it hadn't been for my God, I couldn't have done this thing." Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But there's a certain amount of confidence in knowing that you're in God. And God is in you. And God is working. I mean, around the clock. When we're sleeping, He's still working. His faith still works. When we are having a tough time and can't really see how it can be, God still is a believer. And He's not just basing His belief on the fact He saw it done before. Amen. Sometimes we base our belief on the fact it's happened before, so it can happen again. God knows who He is, what He has, what He can do, and there are no limitations in the power of God. As Sister Tanya was talking about tonight, it just depends on how much we're willing to apply ourselves. Although none of us are more spiritual than anybody else, the spirit that is spiritual is so spiritual that anybody that wants a lot of it can get it. And there's plenty more to spare. Hallelujah. If we don't go after it, we're underprivileged. But God has an abundant supply to whosoever will. And if I want to move up a little higher and dig down a little deeper and go a little wider in the kingdom of God, He has supplied us with all the fullness of God. And we can go as far as we want to. There are no limitations in the power that God can demonstrate through us. Hallelujah. No limitations. So many people are preparing for the day when they can launch out for God. Many people spend a whole life trying to get ready. And then they die. But the time to do something for God is given clearly as an example. Amen. Somebody had been following Jesus without really understanding what all was going on, but they did see some miracles. Blinded eyes were opened, deaf ears were unstopped, the dead lived again. Jesus did things that only God could do. They wondered how, they couldn't understand it. Then God opened their understanding. Once their understanding was opened, amen, then they were able to do things by faith, by the faith of Him, even though they didn't understand many things. When He said do something, they were willing to do it. And as they stood there gazing, as Jesus was going away, the angel said, "Why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus will come back in like manner as you saw Him go away. Now go into Jerusalem and tarry until you be endued with power from on high." Amen. Just go and wait. Because what He said He will do, He will do. They went into Jerusalem. They didn't know how to make this thing happen. All they knew to do was do what they were told to do by the power of God. And they went and they waited. Praise God. It's simple as that. There's a whole lot more involved in the move of the Holy Ghost than just sitting around waiting on something to happen. Amen. There is a great work involved here. There are centuries of prophecies being given. There is eons of eternity, whatever you want to call it, in the past as time, we would know time. Eternity out there somewhere where God alone spoke and made things come together that were not as though they had always been. And without His power to put it together, it never would have existed. And somehow we ended up with a planet that we call Earth. And we're able to walk on this planet. And all along the way, God knew from the very foundation of creation in His blueprint that there would be a Savior who would reconcile all things unto God and make it possible that His human beings could serve God with all the power of God in their lives. And God knew from the very beginning that it's going to take the Spirit of God that moved on the face of the water. It's going to take the Spirit of God that brought the mountains into existence. It's going to take the power of the Spirit of God that flung the stars in space. Nobody can live for God without the Spirit of God. And without the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His. But God said, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. Now you go into Jerusalem. You wait until you've been endued with power from on high. And they went into Jerusalem. And as they were waiting, suddenly there came as a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. A sound from heaven set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Spirit that created all things. They were all filled with a Spirit that said, let there be light. The Holy Ghost is not a third of God. The Holy Ghost is the fullness of God dwelling inside of our lives. Hallelujah. All of God is in the Holy Ghost. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. And we're praying for the Holy Ghost to come in my life. We're not just praying for some little gift to give us a little bit more strength. We're not just praying for something to make us live a better life. What we're praying for is the promise of God that God has already said, it will work. I will do this work. I will give unto you. It's yours for the asking. It's yours. It's a gift from God. All I'm requiring is repentance, baptism in my name, and I will give you of my Spirit. Hallelujah! I don't know how it works, but I do know the Holy Ghost being God can do the work. It can do the work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, what does it take to become a preacher? Or what does it take to become an anointed singer? Or what does it take to become a gifted person that can lay hands on the sick and see them healed? What does it take to be a pastor? How does it take to become an evangelist? It takes God. Hallelujah. I can't think of anything else it takes. Hallelujah. Let's thank Him right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. With or without us, He's going to declare Himself through His creation. The things that are made testify that something made all this. Hallelujah! Everything that's visible declares something has put me together. The trees of the forest wave their branches. Hallelujah! The wind is there to see that they do. Praise God! The waves of the sea spring forth declaring the majesty of a powerful God. All of creation sings out, Thou hast made us! Thou hast made us. We have been made by the hand of a mighty God. The sun, the moon, the stars declare the handiwork of His majesty. He's higher than all the heights that we can find. He's beneath all the depths that we might descend to. He's farther to the right and farther to the left than we can ever attempt to go. And everything there is declares God made us. God did this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God says that I want my Spirit to be in you. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Somebody say, Brother Rutledge, you've got it made. You're from a lineage of ministries. Your grandpa was a preacher. Your daddy was a preacher. You were raised in church. That didn't make me anything. It might have put me in a place, and I'm thankful for my raising. Thankful for the fact that I was in an environment where the truth is preached. But what I received is just as available to anybody whose parents have never been to church and whose parents and grandparents have never even considered the Word of God. Anybody, any tramp on the street can become a child of God. And there's no mind disorder that's too hard for God to fix. There is no physical malfunction that's too hard for God to mend up and make it usable for His glory. There is nothing retarded that God cannot accelerate and heal and bring forth. If He can bring forth from darkness light, then He can bring forth from a brain that can't think a sound mind. Hallelujah! There's nothing God can't do. Nothing God can't do. We limit God because we look at all the stuff. Oh my. I wonder what it would take to cause that individual to be saved. Well, after you spend all your hours trying to figure it out, the answer will come. God. Ain't nothing we can do. All the seminars we can put together will not make it happen. Praise God, all the books on psychology will not make it happen. All the counseling sessions and all the trying to figure out what makes a person tick will not make it happen. But a group of people or an individual coming to a knowledge that God is God and God is real and God can do this. And I just want more of God. I just want more of God because God promises fullness for me. And what it takes to become effective as a minister, as a pastor, as a teacher, as an evangelist, as a soul winner, as a testifier, as a singer. All it takes is God. And all we need to do is pray to this God. And seek after this God. And worship this God. And bow our knees to this God. And hold on to this God with everything we got. Let's all stand and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! When we get through practicing with our choirs, and the song is sung, and the people line up to receive joy in their lives, and people are healed and dancing and shouting, glory to God! Don't ever look back and say, it's a good thing we practiced. No, the only thing good that you did was let God do this. Let's thank Him one more time. Hallelujah. 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 When your organization has sent missionaries all over the world, and you've raised millions of dollars and you've been able to get together and have conferences and build committees and do great things and cause many things to happen, and you see people shouting and dancing all over the world in various nations, raising hands and speaking in tongues and shouting, I thank God that I've been born again. Don't ever look back and say, it's a good thing we organized this organization. The only thing that made it happen was God. Hallelujah! No, you spend $10,000, $20,000 a year trying to support the church, trying to make this thing go, being a part of everything that's going on. Though you do everything you can, knock doors, make phone calls, when the place fills up with people praising God and revival comes, don't ever look back and say, it's a good thing we handed out tracts. Don't ever look back and say, it's a good thing I made those contributions. Don't ever look back and say, I sure am glad I knocked on those doors. No, the only thing that made it happen was God. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can do, nothing I can do, except come boldly to God. And even if I'm weak, I can still come boldly to God. Even if I don't have what it takes, I can still come boldly to God. It doesn't take a big education to become a master for God in what God wants. It's just simply to have a master's degree with God is to have the master. It doesn't take a lot of experience to be a good preacher. All it takes is God. God's not looking for somebody with eloquence. God's looking for somebody with God. Hallelujah. Then it doesn't matter how slow you speak, how fast you speak, how loud you speak, how much you demonstrate, how much you know, how much you've done, who in your family knows what, where you came from, how much studying you've done. It doesn't matter. Look at the people in Jerusalem. They received the Holy Ghost. And the same day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. Why? Because they received God. And they went forth and they took God to the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's come around the front. That's God. God is the God of His Word. Let there be. Oh, I sought so hard. I sought so hard. I've been seeking. I've been trying. Now how about let God do it now? He's got the faith. He has the power. Hallelujah. And when you receive it, don't ever look back and say, it's a good thing I stayed with it. It's a good thing I sought Him so hard. It's a good thing I didn't give up. No, it's a good thing that God was there. Hallelujah. Because He always deals with us. He always beckons to us. He always draws us unto Himself. All we need to do is let Him be our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, equip your people with what it takes. Equip us with holy living. Equip us, Lord, with being able to yield our lives. Being able to realize it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Spirit of God. Praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Don't ever be guilty of saying, if it hadn't been for all of our computers and all the things that we've been able to do, and arms around the world and all the things that we've accomplished, it's a good thing we were there because of these hundreds of people that have been reached through the internet. Don't you ever think that God couldn't have done it without us? Just be thankful that He allowed us to get in on it. And even though we got some tools that are getting old and breaking apart, God still uses them to bring glory to Himself. He lets our fingers touch a few buttons once in a while, lets our lips say a few words, and our ears hear a few things. But when somebody comes to God, we had nothing to do with it. It was all God. Hallelujah. And we are witnesses unto Him. Hallelujah. We are witnesses unto Him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I've heard so many people cry, I would do a whole lot more if I had this, if I had that, if I had the ability. What more can you have if you've got God? Hallelujah. How long do we have to wait for God? Hallelujah. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day. As Brother Joe just said in my ear, a very present help. He's now our God. Now our hope. Now our Creator. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hello, Brother Paul. Glad to have you online tonight. Amen. Praise God. God's so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Been in conversation today about God, the Father. Somebody said, well, I like to talk about God the Son. And then somebody brought the attention to this person. Well, the Bible doesn't say God the Son. It says Son of God. Then the argument went back and forth between these two individuals. And I saw them becoming heated with each other, and I was in a moderator position to be able to be there if they needed me. And I saw them starting to get personal a little bit with each other. And I just wrote a few words. This is what I wrote. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. That's all I wrote. Now they started trying to make something out of that. Brother Rutledge wrote that because he's about to do something. Brother Rutledge wrote that. Probably he's going to shut this thread down or make us change the subject. You know. All I wrote was, great is our God. Greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we can get all hung up on what we understand God to be. And we can get all bent out of shape trying to say, well, he's like this, he's like that. And yes, I believe that he is the Son of God. But as we read the Scriptures, the Son of God is God. It just takes some understanding to be able to say it. And the terminology sometimes does not make it sound right if we say it certain ways. Because we say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Then we're saying it in a way that the Word of God never said it. And if God has the wisdom that the Word that I read tonight declares that He has, if God wanted it said in that way, why wouldn't God have allowed it to be somewhere in the Bible written in that way? But He never refers to Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But all through the Word of God, He declares Himself to be the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And He is God the Father. And He is the Son of God through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But when we say God, 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 that's like saying amen to a humanistic concept and an understanding that's been handed down for years and causes arguments and people not to understand what they could understand if they just let God be God rather than gods. And so somebody said these things, and then they wrote my little quotations and asked me a question. So what about the whole family in heaven and earth? And they brought this scripture to mind about bow my knee to the Father. And I said, I have no problem with that. Jesus said, I came in my Father's name. And the angel declared to call his name, the little baby's name, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And the prophet said his name would be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Praise God. So I am glad to say, yes, the whole family in heaven and in earth has a name, and that name is Jesus. Jesus is the name of the everlasting Father. Jesus is the name of the Son that was begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of our Father that cries out within us, Abba, Father! And now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He appears, we will be changed to be like Him. Hallelujah! It's a mystery. Yes, it's a mystery. And since it's a mystery, don't try to figure it out. Just be glad to have the mystery dwelling inside of your life.
Hallelujah. Great is the mystery. Lord, we thank You tonight. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Thank You, Jesus, for Your love, Lord. That love You loved us with. Hallelujah. When we were unlovable, You loved us. Hallelujah. No one could do it but You.